And it was the love that caused, that love that caused Vanessa to make the decision that she would go through the full term of her pregnancy despite her leukemia. And both Charlie and Vanessa made a decision on love. And they knew their options. And they knew the risks. And they knew the long road that lay ahead for them. And the strong love they had for each other and for their boys and for their family was that love that carried them through. And I wanted to mention that because there is something quite indestructible about love. And Paul's hymn of to love in 1 Corinthians tells us the greatest of these things is love. And when a mother has her baby, she bears the great pain involved in order for the joy of that moment when her child appears and she takes that child to her breast. What a picture of love through pain. Not that we men know a great deal about that. But for the Love family, it was then just that. It was the greatest act of love possible, the act of self-giving, of saying whatever it costs, however hard it might be for us, no matter how tough it gets, we're willing to pay the price because of the love we have for our boys. And there is something so noble about love. And the denial of yourself for the sake of another and willing to pay the price is the essence of love. And I was thinking when I was praying for Vanessa and for Charlie and for the girls and for the boys, there's just no length that love will not go. Love says, there is no length to which I will not go. There is no mountain too high that I will not climb, and there's no river too deep that I am not prepared to cross. I will get there, and I will even be willing to lay down my own life for the sake of love. Now, that sounds crazy, but that is what love is, the love of a mother and the love of a father. When I look at Charlie and Vanessa and their family, I keep being reminded of Jesus. Forgive me, I am not suggesting for one minute that Charlie looks anything like Jesus. We know that Jesus probably didn't have blonde hair and that he didn't snowboard. Not in the Middle East, anyway. But what I'm talking about is the Jesus that we find in those moments when love is willing to lay down its life. It won't be long before Christmas when we remember how God came as a tiny wee bairn, vulnerable baby, born into a not-so-comfortable place. And the whole purpose of his coming was to say simply, there is a God in heaven. And you may not believe him. And you may have good reasons for not believing him. But there is a God in heaven who loves you and who is willing to do whatever it costs to let you know of that love, who is willing to even give his own life, to give the ultimate sacrifice because of his love for us. And that's indeed what happened at Christmas time. So yes, when I look at Vanessa and Charlie, I see a picture of that love of Jesus who said, I am willing to lay down my life for the sake of my children. I am willing to go through all the pain for the sake of my children. I am willing to do whatever it takes. And that's the extent of God's love. 2,000 years ago, yes, there was a man who walked this earth. And if you had been here 2,000 years ago, and you had been in that same place where Jesus was, you would have seen him. You would have seen him. He did live. He was actually there. And you would have probably seen the miracles that he did. And you may have even seen the crucifixion that he went through. It was all because of love. Because the great love that God had for us in laying down his only son. Now, what would a mother give for her only son? What would a father give for his only son? Well, Jesus laid down his life as the Son of God. God gave Jesus to every one of us It says in another part of the Bible, God showed his love for us in that Christ died for us. But you know, there's one last thing where the analogy completely falls to bits. When I look at Vanessa and Charlie and I look at Jesus, there's one last thing where it all falls to bits. When Jesus laid down his life, he laid down his life for people who were his enemies, not his friends, who were not yet his children. When Jesus laid down his life, he laid down his life for people he knew would hate him, crucify him, and ultimately, 2,000 years later, would not believe in him, even to today. Where great love is, yes, I will lay down my life for these wee boys that are so much part of me, for my son, for my daughter, for my family. But Jesus laid down his life for us, sinners, who turned our backs in him, and he laid down his life for us. That was the extent of God's love for us. And Jesus knew that one day people would reject that love. Now, we don't expect that to happen with our children. And Charlie and Vanessa, when Blake and Rowan grow up, they'll know. They'll know just what an incredible birth they experienced. And they will know that, and they'll love their mother and their father even all the more for that. But, you know, God laid down his life for us, and he knew that some of us wouldn't accept it, and some of us wouldn't receive it, and it didn't matter to him. He was still willing to do it, even if there was just a possible chance that we would get the message that there's a God in heaven who is alive today and who loves us, and you can pray to him and you can know him today. Now, I'm not here to make things uncomfortable for anybody, but I know as well as you there was a time in my life when I said no to God's love. I rejected God's love. I didn't believe in God's love. I thought it was a load of fairy tales. I thought that science had disproved that there was a God all in the first place, and I was wrong. And the more I investigate what science teaches us, it's telling us more and more just how much there is a God out there. And I had all these excuses. But one day, I said yes to God's love. Now, I could have said no. I'm glad I said yes. And it's the same for us. That when we think of love today, the great love that Jesus had for us was a love where the Bible uses a special word. It's called agape love. It's not emotional love. It's not sexual love. It's not friendship love. It's agape love. It's a love that is willing to sacrifice its whole self with the possibility that you may die in the process in order for somebody to live. And Vanessa did that. She was willing to lay down her life, not knowing how it would turn out in order for those boys to live. And God answered that prayer. And that's what Jesus did. Willing to lay down his life in order for you and I to live and to receive his presence and eternal life. I want to show you a video, and all it's about to end the sermon is just about God's great love for you. And I just want you, whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God, I just want you just to listen to this 5-minute video, and all it's about is just telling us that there is a God in heaven and he loves you.